Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is an author and performance storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Elaine Shore.
I have been playing golf for about 20 years, and I never had the experience of playing on a golf course with water. I've been playing in Arizona. So about 5 years ago, shortly after I moved to Boca Raton, I had the opportunity to go and play golf with some ladies. And the golf course was at Boca Lago, and we were playing golf, and when we get to the ninth hole, the green was elevated, and I needed to chip up onto this green. So I was the last one that was going to chip up. The other ladies were already up there on the top of the green. And the ladies told me not to hit too hard, because if I did, I couldn't see it because of the elevation, and behind this green there was a sand trap. So I tried very hard not to hit too hard. But unfortunately, my ball, of course, goes too hard, rolls over the whole green, and drops behind the green. And the ladies start to laugh. And I walk up there to see what is so funny. And when I get there, I get up there and I look over, and there's the sand trap with no ball. And an egret was there. It's very tall with a very long beak. And the girls are still laughing. They told me that bird, when the ball rolled over, it dropped right between its feet. And it picked up the ball, walked over to the edge of the sand trap, and dropped it in the water. And that big beak, I'm sure, could pick up maybe even a basketball, never mind a golf ball. And this bird looked like it was having its satisfaction. And I think that the egret had a big smile on his face saying, look what I did. So now I'm laughing with them also. And now we're trying to figure out, do I get relief, take a penalty? Or do I have to hit all over again? And so when we got back to the clubhouse, we told the pro the story, and of course everybody there was laughing. We asked if I did the right thing and got relief, and they told me no, I did not have to take a penalty.
Elaine Shore with a golf story.
And what a golf story.
Well, it wasn't a hole-in-one, but something that doesn't happen that often.
Certainly not to her, where she came from in Arizona.
You know, it never occurred to me, but golf courses in Arizona don't have water traps.
No, but the fact that she said she was playing golf for 20 years and nothing like this ever happened, I can imagine nothing like this ever happened. But I wish that we had a video of that bird picking up that golf ball and bringing it to the water. That is so hysterical. What could it have thought that it was doing?
It had a lot of attitude.
Yes, she said it gave her a look of satisfaction, a big smile. I just love that.
And she's lucky she didn't get a penalty for having to hit the ball out of the water.
Yeah, I know so little about golf that when she said, do I get relief, I wasn't sure what that meant. How many times as a pro asked questions in the clubhouse from golfers, I'll bet you this is a first.
Yeah, this is a story that'll last a long time.
And, you know, what makes a good story is a many, many different things. And one of those things is imagery. Do we hear something really interesting? Do we smell? Do we taste? Do we feel? In this case, we feel the laughter, the humor, but that visual image that the women m must have had. Oh, I'll bet they'll never forget that for the rest of their lives.
I first thought that bird was going to mistake the ball for an egg, but those birds aren't that dumb.
Well, actually, that is a really good thought. What did the bird think that he or she was doing is the question. Was it that it just didn't belong there? Was it that it picked it up just to see if it was food and then it wasn't, so it just let it go? Did it, it's unfathomable. I really can't imagine.
Sounds like a fun day on the course either way. And thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. There's a couple of things, Karen. One, congratulations on your new book, and you're also hosting a story slam.
Yes, Michael, I'll talk about the slam first. That is next Sunday, 3 to 4:30. It is a free event at the Boca Raton Public Library, 400 Northwest 2nd Avenue. And if you'd like information about it, please email me at cneile, that's CNEILE, at fau.edu, and I will give you the information. And as well, if you want to tell a story for the public storyteller, I do not need a summary. I do not need a audio clip, anything. All I need is for you to ask me for the information and I'll send it to you. As far as the book, Michael, the book is with the History Press. It's my third of four. There's a fourth coming out in 2 years, more or less. And it is a collection of over 90 entries of movies, TV shows, books about Florida and trivia and connection between the fiction and the real. And I think it's a lot of fun and great, great photographs.
And you're not putting Florida down here, are you?
Oh my goodness, quite the opposite. I am explaining why Florida is such a great subject. I would never do that. Absolutely not. After 40 years in the state, I feel about as close to a native as I think I ever will.
Well, thanks for bringing this story in, Karen, and for what you do.
My pleasure. From a 40-year-old Floridian to a Florida native. Thank you so much.
Dr. Karen Neal is a professional storyteller and author. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next month here on WLRN Radio.